Good morning. This is Old Soul New Vibes Love Sex Soul Talk with Margot. It is November 4th. It's a little early in the morning. It's 3:49 in the morning. I wake up typically pretty early. And anyways, so today's podcast is on love is a drug. It just came to me. Love is a drug because I see people using love as escapism. They want to love a celebrity. They want to, you know, love, you know, on someone in a relationship, or, you know, act like they love, or whatever it is that we think we're doing. And it's actually just a form of escapism. Now, those that can truly unconditionally love someone, you know, maybe have dealt with their trauma. Because I think right now it's hard growing up in this day and time without having any trauma. I just think as a human experience, it's hard not to have any trauma. Like, if you don't think you have experienced trauma, that is probably the trauma itself. But I didn't go to school for this stuff. I just talk to people. You know, as an Uber driver, it seemed like when I opened up genuinely and sincerely, there was always some commonality, regardless where the person was from. But now there's people that, you know, as me, I am an empath. I can feel people's intent, or it's not even that I feel their intent. I just feel like whatever they're asking me about or talking about, there's more to it. And so I feel very hesitant a lot of times to engage in interactions with anyone, any type of interactions, if I know and feel like maybe they're entertaining others, or this is for entertainment of others, or it's just one question lead to another question lead to another question that leads to the real question, when I don't want four questions. I just rather have the one real question. So, and people always ask me, why do you always ask what, why do I ask what are you doing? I hate. And I don't like saying hate, but I strongly dislike the question, what are you doing? Unless you poppy, you know, you got a ring on my finger, you shouldn't be asking me that. And a lot of times it's just to add to know what you're doing so they can ask or not ask another question. Just ask. Just skip the what are you doing question and be bold. Like, yeah. So, back to love being escapism. I feel like even when I didn't address, I was thinking of the right word I want to say, my traumas and dating, it was more or less to fill a void of something, you know, maybe unfulfilled or unresolved. And now that I've like dealt and understand myself a whole lot more, I know what it was when I was in these different relationships. And it just, you know, it's like, it's not me, it's not you either, but I continue to find something wrong. Even though like I want to be here, it's still not filling the void. So I feel like it's not something that's going to last. So I sabotage it anyway. But that was how I was in the past. And now I understand that I did use love as a drug to avoid, you know, being honest with myself. Now, you know, I've had so many harsh realities smacked in my face. I would just love some pleasant realities. I pray for pleasant realities. But, yeah, so in relationships, when, you know, you're dating someone, a lot of times it's to fill an ego or to make parents upset, or these are type of love drug scenarios. And we've seen them, maybe even not for ourselves, but for others, definitely. So I just, like, think about it. I'm not trying to break up anybody, but it's just more or less a realization. And the more realization you have of self, the less possessiveness that you need to have of another. And that's really what it is. Because, you know, not just romantic relationships is love a drug. It's also, you know, in these platonic relationships as well, where people feel they have to, or not platonic, like family members, maybe mother, daughter, father, daughter, whatever, sister, sister. People feel like they have to have possession or control over someone in some sort of way. And if they don't, they feel like they don't know how to be. So understand the relationships that you cultivate yourself with others and that are trying to be cultivated with you. It's okay to ask them questions or to reflect or to even pause on any type of interactions, just so you can see and understand for yourself. If people don't have the time, well, that's just fate, you know. That's how I look at it. You don't have the time, well, okay. See you next lifetime then, you know. If things don't align, I'm okay. But a lot of people who want control and possessiveness, that alone irritates them, that you're okay with not knowing or not being with them or interacting with them right now. So, anyways, again, all my opinions, you know, you feel free to share, chime in your opinions. I believe there's a way you could do that, messaging or something like that. Anyways, you can also find me on Instagram, Old Soul New Vibes, SS. And thank you for listening. It's been a pleasure. Have a beautiful Wednesday. Namaste.